Frank and Jamie McCourt could find out as soon as today who owns the Dodgers. LA Times reports the judge is expected to rule today on whether a 2004 agreement between the couple gives Frank McCourt sole ownership of the team. With us on the KNX Newsline, attorney and KNX legal analyst Royal Oaks. Royal, from all the help that the judge has been getting on this, it looks as though this could come down to, let's look at the magic eight ball, turn it over, and get an answer.
There is no way to predict, Dick. You know, this is just such a strange case with two different versions of the contract, one saying, yeah, Frank gets the team, the other one saying, no, Frank doesn't get it, and it was just discovered late in the game. You know, the judge, if he does issue the decision today, is pretty quick here because he has a deadline of December 28, and a lot of times the court will take the entire time, give the parties time to mediate, but as we know from the reports recently, the mediation effort, at least until now, has failed. Even after the judge's decision, they can still go back to mediation, try to compromise, but of course, one side is going to be in a catbird seat and the other side is going to be at a distinct disadvantage.
It was interesting that the mediator said that there was an impasse in this thing. I mean, how is it that with all the documents that have been presented to the court from all the highly paid attorneys, that this thing comes down to a point where it looks as though it is maybe irreconcilable?
Well, it's because both sides, fueled by whispering in their ear by their attorneys, both sides have a level of optimism and confidence that, doggone it, they're going to win. And the reports were that Frank was actually in favor of cutting a deal, and the speculation was that the deal involved giving Jamie some sort of maybe 15% of the team as sort of a silent partner deal, so she wouldn't be involved in walking around the front office, but she wouldn't be cut out either. But the report was that Jamie rejected whatever the deal was that had been proposed by the judge, who was acting as a mediator. So bottom line is, nobody has a crystal ball or one of those magic eight balls, and that's why they're not settling, because they don't know what the judge is going to do. Both sides are probably thinking, you know, I think he's going to rule for me, so why should I give it away in the context of a mediation?
Here's the other question that has sort of occurred to me, and probably other people as well. Depending on how this thing comes down, how difficult does it then make it for one or both of these parties to try to sell the team at some point down the road?
That's a big problem, and we have a recent precedent. The San Diego Padres went through this a few years ago. The owners were warring spouses. They couldn't work it out, and they had to sell the team in order to pay each other off because they just wouldn't work together. And in order to sell the team, they had to get rid of some of the excellent players to cut the price to increase the pool of potential buyers. And, of course, the fans were just delighted with that. You get rid of the big stars, and the team suffered for several years, so that could be in the Dodgers' future.
Oh, boy. Okay, Royal, appreciate it. Royal Oaks there with the very latest on what's happening, and of course, we'll be watching the court to see if, in fact, there is some decision on who owns the Dodgers today.